With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Amazon delivery drivers are on strike in a handful of U.S. cities, as are the baristas at Starbucks. And many of those same places are trying to exert a bit of pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees and improve their lot. Correspondent Charles Della Desma reports on Houthi rebel strikes in Israel.
The authorities say at least a dozen more people sustained minor injuries as they rushed to shelters when air raid sirens sounded just before 4 a.m. Saturday Israeli time. The Houthi rebels issued a statement on the Telegram messaging app saying they'd aimed a hypersonic ballistic missile at a military target, which they did not identify. The attack comes less than 2 days after a series of Israeli airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebel-held capital Sana'a and the port city of Hodeidah. Killed at least 9 people in response to attacks on Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says that a pair of Navy pilots shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident today have been recovered alive, one suffering minor injuries, the other is just fine. The incident comes as the U.S. military conducts airstrikes against those Houthi rebels, although U.S. Military Central Command is not elaborating on what the mission of the shot down pilots was at the time. Says the guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg mistakenly fired on and hit the FA-18, which was flying off the USS Harry Truman. Drivers and airline passengers without reindeer and sleighs better make a dash for it. It's beginning to look like another record for holiday travel in the U.S. AAA predicts that more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between this weekend and New Year's Day. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is not primarily religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case probably will be argued in the spring. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was most named, advancing in several categories, including original score and original song. On the documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, the movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele, a man now living as a woman. This is SRN News. Alabama is profiting off prisoners in the workforce, but deems them too dangerous for parole. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
No state has a longer, more profit-driven history of contracting prisoners out to private companies than Alabama. Best Western, Bama Budweiser, and Burger King are among the more than 500 businesses to lease incarcerated workers from one of the most violent, overcrowded, and unruly prison systems in the country in the past 5 years alone. As part of a 2-year investigation into prison labor, the cheap, reliable labor force has generated more than $250 million for the state since 2000, money garnished from prisoners' paychecks. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 22nd, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Hector Elizondo. He is 88 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Steve Carlton turns 80 today. Broadcast journalist Diane Sawyer, 79. This is SRN News.